right. So this is the Pacifica National Board. There's a teleconference meeting May 3rd, 2007, held for the purpose of our in-person meetings in July and September. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Rip Robbins?
Present.
A.C. Bird?
Okay, we have to stay here.
Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thomas Ruffin?
Here.
Okay. Lisa Davis? Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer? I heard you, but could you all speak louder? This phone is quite soft. Berthold Reimers? Berthold. Okay. Evelyn Bethune?
Here.
Sandra Rawline?
Here.
Wendy Schrell?
Wendy is on her way to the call. She'll be here in just a minute.
Okay. Michael Woodson?
Here.
Dave Adelson?
Here.
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Don White. Okay, Mary Berg is here. Sean Berhauptman?
Here.
Sarv Randhawa, I think he left the call and will try to come back. Sarv, are you here or did you leave? Okay, Sarv, not here. LaVarne Williams? LaVarne. Margaret Prescott. Lori Taguma. Is Greg Guma here? Is Lonnie Hicks here?
Lonnie emailed and said that he had been on, but was not on at the moment.
Okay. Do we expect him back?
He said to let him know if he was needed.
Okay. And Greg, we don't have right now. Okay.
Mary, did you get Michael Woodson?
Yes, thank you. I did. Is anybody on the call whose name I did not just now call? Okay.
Who just entered the call?
AC.
Oh, thank you, AC. Okay.
Do we have quorum, Mary?
Yes, we do. We have a little more than one more.
Great.
Than.
Okay. The proposed agenda for this meeting was, after roll call and approval of the agenda, 15 minutes to schedule the July PNB meeting, 10 minutes to schedule the September PNB meeting, after which we'd adjourn to executive session to deal with confidential personnel and legal issues. Is there a motion to accept that proposed agenda?
So moved.
And I'll take that as a motion in a second. Is there any need to amend that agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that agenda? Hearing no objection, we'll go with that. So the first item is scheduling the July PNB meeting. The weekends in July are, including Friday and Sunday, are 6th through the 8th, the 13th through the 15th, the 20th through the 22nd, and the 27th through the 29th. Our attorney has said, and our secretary have both said, actually, that they cannot make the middle weekend. Is there a motion for the date of the July?
I have a motion.
Go ahead.
I move that we have the July meeting the last week of July and the September meeting the last weekend in September.
Okay. Let's do this. We'll do them separately. So if there's no objection, this agenda item was just that July. So is there any objection to dividing? Okay. Is there any objection to or any debate on holding the meeting the last weekend in July in Los Angeles?
Yes, this is Wendy.
Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Look, I'm sorry I just came on. I missed if we talked about the earlier weeks in July at all yet or not. The end of July is like the only time that us people with children can go on vacation or anything I think it also puts us way late in the year as far as, you know, spacing the meetings out. I really just beg you, you know, kids have summer school and swimming and things like, you know, organized sports that don't end until the end of June, and those are the only times that we have to go anywhere. So I just hope you won't vote for the last weekend in July.
Well,
okay. Are there any other debate?
Yes, Mary Bird.
Go ahead.
I mean, one of us cannot be here any other weekend but that. Cannot be, no matter what. Not preferences or anything else. I cannot be there on the two middle weekends. I could be there for the first weekend, but I understand people cannot. Our corporate counsel, I believe, can. What are his dates? Who is it that cannot be there other dates?
Our counsel has said he's not available for the middle two weekends.
Okay, and okay.
And this is Ray. I cannot
this
be there.
Hold on, I'll recognize
I can
Ray
be there the
Lydia.
Week of. Okay, the week of. Let me see.
Ray, you got on the call. Okay,
Mary. Please.
Yes.
I don't know if that's Ray. Okay.
Yes, it's Ray.
Okay.
The weekend of 14-15, I cannot be available. I won't be available.
Okay, the motion on the floor is the last weekend in July. That's what we're debating.
Let me make a quick argument for the last weekend. This is Thomas.
Go ahead.
We have a stack.
Yeah, okay, Lydia, go ahead. I should be alternating, but go ahead, Lydia. I call it.
Yes, okay. I am also arguing for the last week in July. We're going to be hosting it here in Los Angeles, and the first week in July would really put a great deal of stress on us because we will have just be wrapping up our fund drive at that time, and it's very difficult to organize the PMB meeting and be all ready for everyone. So the last weekend in July is preferable for Los Angeles.
Thomas?
Oh, I'm
in
sorry,
light of
one
what
more
Lydia
thing.
Said, I don't think I need to make a supplemental argument. I'll leave it with what Lydia said.
Okay. Well, if there's no alternative motion, no amendment, then we'll proceed to vote.
This is Wendy. I would still move to have it the first weekend in July.
Okay. Wendy makes a substitute to hold it the weekend of July 6th through the 8th. Is there a second to that substitute?
And can I ask, what is the problem with the weekend that was posted, which is the weekend of the 13th to 15th?
Before I recognize you, I'm asking, is there a second to the motion to hold it on July 6th through the 8th?
This is Sandra. I'm seconding Wendy's motion to hold the meeting on July the 6th through the 8th.
Okay. That's up for debate. Chandra, you asked, was there a problem with the proposed date of July 13th? As I said, our counsel's not available and our secretary's not available on that date. I haven't heard any other objections.
This is Wendy. Our bylaws actually say that we're supposed to meet in June. I think having the meeting on the first weekend in July is much more consistent with the intent of the bylaws to have it in June. I know we voted that we could have it in June or July, but end of July is almost August.
Is there any further debate? Hearing none.
I got one argument. I will say
hello?
Something.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll recognize Thomas and then Ray. Thomas?
Okay. First of all, if the Los Angeles chapter would be inconvenienced by holding the meeting on the first weekend of July, it seems to me that it would be unwise for us to hold it at that time. But if that was not a problem, we certainly we'll be dealing with the question of finding a successor for Greg Gumer, and this is obvious to everybody. And at that board meeting
we'll talk
about this at the board meeting. And it seems to me that we will have more information at the end of July if we had the meeting then, as opposed to if we had it at the beginning of July. So because of the inconvenience that would weigh on the Los Angeles station, and also because we need as much information about the success of the
point of
order.
We are in public.
I would suggest that we have
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Point of order, Mary.
Could this member please not please refrain from giving his second reason? We are in public session, and I beg everyone to remember that. So if the member could just leave it at his first reason and go on.
Well, you're right. You're
Let's just move on. We're good.
Okay, so that's the reason.
Okay, if there's no further debate, we're going to move to a vote.
This is Ray. I want to repeat the point that Thomas just made. I'm surprised I didn't hear from Lydia. I thought she was saying pretty much that the KPF carrier will not be ready for receivers.
She did say that. And Dave, can I ask a point of information?
That's why I want to hear what she has to say.
Hold on. Hey, folks, I'm sick. I have a sore throat. I'd like to ask all members to please maintain order and not interrupt members who have the floor. Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get some clarification from Lydia as to what the statement meant exactly.
Lydia, will you clarify?
I'm sorry, I had to take another call. What was the question?
You just said there was some problem with us coming in the first week.
Well, only because the general manager and others... said that there would we're just going to be wrapping up our fund drive right before that, and the staff takes off and so on and so forth for comp time at that time. So it would really be difficult to pull this together, since the station is usually key here in LA in terms of pulling together everything, including transportation and so forth. So,
point of information: when does Can I go ahead, Dave? When does the fund drive end in LA?
It's at the end of June, 28th of June. And the employees by then are completely, the staff is completely burned out, and they've already been promised their comp time. So.
And the last fund drive, we had to extend a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Point of information, is anyone else joined the call in the last little while? I heard beeps, and I don't know who is on this call other than...
Oh, this is Lavorne. I went off my cell phone and came back.
Oh, thank you. Is anyone else? Okay. Thank you.
May we move to a vote? Okay, the substitute motion is Wendy's motion to hold it the 6th through the 8th. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Rob Robinson? I'm sorry, Rip Robbins. I'm so sorry. Rip, I have conflated you, sorry. Rip Robbins.
Yes, present.
And you're voting yes, okay.
I'm voting yes.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Nope.
Thomas Ruffin?
No.
Lisa Davis, are you present? Okay, I guess not. Ray LaForest?
I'll abstain.
You're abstaining? Is that what I heard? Okay.
Yeah.
Bob Lederer?
No.
This is Margaret joining the call.
Oh, hi, Margaret. Thanks for announcing yourself. Okay. Okay, we're voting now on whether to... There's been two motions as to when the in-person July meeting would be. There's a motion to have it at the last weekend, and then Wendy Schrell made a substitute to have it on the first weekend, and we're voting on that one right now.
Of July.
Yeah, so I'll let you think about it, and I'll call on you in a bit, unless you want to vote. This minute, okay. Let's see. Bertold Reimers, is there Bertold Reimers? Okay. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Michael Woodson? Michael?
I passed. Let me pass a minute.
Okay, sure. Dave Adelson, you can vote on this, the dates, as far, because it
no,
matters.
I'm not going to vote unless
you're
it
not
matters.
Going to vote. Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Unless it matters, don't.
Yeah, I heard you. Lydia Brazon?
No. No.
Okay. Don White? Not present. Mary Burke says no. Chandra Halpman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Asar Vrandawa, are you here at all? I guess I'm not. Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You're voting
can't
yes?
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Margaret Prescott, you want to?
Well, I'm not likely to be able to do it the last weekend, so I'll vote yes on this one.
Okay. Is Lori Kazuma on the call by any chance? Okay. Michael Woodson.
No.
Okay. So we have one, two, three, four, five, yes. And we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. No, we have nine, no.
Okay, so the substitute fails. Now we're on the main motion, which is the last weekend in July, which is the 27th through the 29th. We call the roll. Is there any objection, given that the substitute failed, to adopting that as our date?
Question. Margaret, with a question?
Yes?
I'm assuming we're not looking, considering the 13th or the 20th, because Dan is unable to be there?
We've already closed debate on that, but there were other reasons as well. Yes.
Okay.
So is there any objection to the last weekend in July?
Point of information.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I must not have been at the very beginning. You said the debate was closed on the 11th and 12th. I thought I heard Chandra ask why not, so I don't understand why debate closed. By whom?
No motion was made, and there was no further debate, and we said we were proceeding to a vote. That closes the debate.
I'd like to propose a substitute motion.
Is there any objection to suspending the rules to allow a motion to be introduced once we've closed the debate?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Object. This one.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion to reopen debate, LaVarne? It would take 2/3.
You know, I would. This is what I would like, and I would like it to be the 11th. That weekend of the 11th and 12th to be considered, because I heard one of the members from Los Angeles said that she cannot make the ending the last week of the month. So. And since this member has not been able to attend the meetings because of...
LaVarne?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me for debate. Okay. Yes.
So you'd like to make a motion to reopen debate?
You know, I hate to spend
the
time,
Is there a second? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay,
who's that, please? Point of information, who was it that seconded that?
Margaret.
Okay.
Will you call the roll? I believe it takes 2/3. Reopen the
debate. Hey, Rip Robbins? Did you say pass?
I'm going to pass for now.
All right. A.C. Bird?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Thomas Rufford?
No.
Lisa Davis? Are you here? Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest.
I'll abstain again.
You're abstaining. Okay. Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
Okay. Bertold Reimers, are you on the call? Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
This is for the weekend of the 11th through the 13th?
No, it's the open debate again. You voting yes to open debate?
No, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Lydia Brezon?
No.
Don White, are you present? Okay. Mary Berg says no. Chandra Halpman?
Abstain.
Sarv Randhawa, are you on the call? LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Well, I have to ask. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see. Rip Robbins passed.
Yes.
You're voting yes. Okay. Well, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's.
And that fails. Then
so it fails.
Will you please call the roll on the last weekend in July? If it doesn't achieve a majority, then we'll deal with it at that point.
Okay. Last weekend. Okay. Rip Robbins.
Abstain.
Okay. Let's see. A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Rob Robbins.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Lisa Davis, are you present on the call? Yes. Ray LaForest.
I'm sorry, I was called away. Can you tell me what we're voting on?
We are voting on the last weekend of July to have our person-to-person meeting in Los Angeles.
I thought we had that vote already.
No, we voted on
yes.
The first weekend, then we voted to open debate. Those things failed, and now we're on the original motion.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Bertold Reimers, are you present and voting? No response. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Dan White, are you present? Yep. No. Mary Berg votes yes. Chandra Halpman?
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay.
Abstain.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. I just wanted to verify. Sarv Randhawa? I guess he's not present now. LaVarne Williams?
No.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Is there anyone whose name I did not call? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no. So that.
Okay, that motion carries. Now the next item
passed.
On the agenda is the September meeting. Ambrose made a motion that it be the final weekend in September. That weekend is September. Hold on a second. That's September 29th. Excuse me. September 28th through the 30th. I believe it was seconded by Mary, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
Okay. Is there any debate, or may we move to it directly to adopt?
Yes.
Go ahead, LaVarne. We have 10 minutes to decide.
Well, good. Okay. I'd just like to know, in terms of the national staff and finance, in terms of what their position is on, in terms of having the board meeting the last weekend of September, which is also the last weekend of the fiscal year of 2007, and there's a considerable amount of work that's been done at that time. So if we could get an opinion from the national staff or the finance group, that would be good. Is Lonnie on the call? He's already prepared for fiscal year in close.
I don't know.
Margaret, a question?
Yes. Go ahead, Margaret.
This is a phone meeting?
No, in person in New York City.
In September?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But point of information, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I would like to ask that the members of the Finance Committee simply just tell us if it's, I mean, LaVarne wouldn't be raising it if there wasn't some reason for that because of her familiarity with the process, and others are on the committee, so can we just talk freely about what, you know, whether that's useful or whether we should have the meeting a week earlier?
Any objection to spending the, well, let's just, let's, without objection.
Yeah.
Bond. Who else on, is on the? Let's see. There's Thomas, LaVarne, myself, who Berthold, and who's from Houston? Sandra. Okay. So, Sandra, do you want to? Well, Sandra and Thomas are new.
And,
I can tell
this,
you that we've always
this
had
is Lydia.
This meeting. We've always had this meeting, the
mm-hmm.
September meeting, the last week in September.
We've always gone
right down to the wire in terms of getting approvals on the budget.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Lonnie is usually the one that asks us to because he hasn't received the station
right.
budget and approved by the boards. And so that, Dave is correct, we always end up having to we set it earlier, and then inevitably we have to move it, so we might as well just have it at the end of September as we did last year.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should we move the question?
Good idea. Dave?
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 Boss?
Hello, is this Dave?
No.
Well, I guess Sarv is Sarv. Are you here? Well, I guess it would be me. Is there any objection to having the September meeting? It's been called, we're moving the question, so that, does anyone want to continue debate at all? Can we close the question?
Sorry, I was gone.
Okay, it was moved to, call to move the agenda to, and so I was just asking if there's an objection to ending debate.
There?
That's...
Hearing none, is there any objection to, adoption of the motion to hold it the last weekend in September in New York City. Hearing no objection, that's adopted, and that ends the public portion of the meeting. We'll adjourn, and may we reassemble in 5 minutes on the executive session line.